Welcome to the Whole and Healthy Vibe podcast, a show to help you shift away from the diet and dogma towards a whole and healthy life.
We're your hosts, Laura and Kezia, health coaches, cake lovers, and body positive warriors. Let's get the show started. So this week on the Whole and Healthy Life podcast, me and Laura are reunited once more, and we're going to be talking about exercise.
Yes.
And kind of how to get back into your groove, what we're doing at the moment, and sharing some really awesome things to help you kind of just find your exercise groove so you can feel a little bit kick-ass and strong and awesome. So that's what we're going to be covering. But first, how are you doing, Laura?
I'm not too bad. To be honest, I've kind of realised, I realise I'm dropping this on you in the middle of the podcast, I've kind of realised over the last few weeks I haven't really been myself.
Aww.
Very much, and it's one of those things I think when you kind of realize it, don't you, when you start feeling better. But yeah. I just really haven't been feeling like 100% myself at all over the last month, and I'm not really sure exactly what's caused it. I mean, I'm starting to feel a lot better now, but dare I even mention the depression word, which feels a little bit over the top in a way, but I've definitely not been 100% right. And you know, I, when I've put the dots together, like feeling really unmotivated, feeling really tired, and I know for me, when I'm not excited about stuff, that's when things aren't quite right. And I don't really know what's caused it, but I know that I'm feeling better. If that makes sense. So yep. It's all good and I'm all fine, but I think I think I've just realized that I've had a bit of a weird patch. And I know I was saying to James, like, I'm just not feeling myself at all at the moment. And like I say, for me, because at the same time, I don't think necessarily feeling like 100% inspired and completely motivated and productive all of the time is necessarily the best way to be either.
Yeah.
But I know what's normal for me, and I haven't really been normal over the last few weeks. But I do feel like I'm coming out of it. So I don't know, maybe the planets are in a weird position or something.
Yeah, no, but we do sometimes have, like, there is cycles out with the moon and our periods or whatever, I think, just in life that we don't fully get, where we do just have periods of time where you're right, you're just in a bit of a funk.
Yeah.
And you don't know you are until you start to emerge and you're like, wow, I feel so much better.
Yeah.
And it sometimes is a bit of a mystery, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's just kind of, like, I can't really, you know, nothing seems to have triggered it or anything, like nothing's happened or anything like that, but it's just, I think I've just realised I've just had this kind of like lull, but a bit more than that. I think when I've been trying to describe it, when I've been writing about it, it's felt a bit like I've been like sat on the bottom of the sea for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's just felt like everything's just felt very quiet and a bit dark and a bit numb, and now I feel like I'm coming up to the surface and I'm starting to see the sun, you know, speckling waves at the top, and I'm starting to feel a bit more like me, because it's really not like me not to be.
No, I don't think I've ever known
excited
you
excited and motivated and stuff. So that was just a bit weird. And like I said, I want to kind of share that don't want to be over dramatic, because it's nothing terrible, but it was just one of those periods where I just really felt like just zonked out and just like out of the equation for a while. And I think sometimes it's good to share that like life isn't all peachy 100% of the
yes.
time. Do you know what I mean? But it hasn't been anything dramatic. I haven't been like getting myself upset or anything like that. It's just I haven't really felt like fully present in the same way that I usually would feel, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But that aside, everything's totally fine. I'm trying to think of what else I've been doing other than that. I think it's the summer, and I find, even though I'm an August baby, I find summer a weird season.
Okay.
I don't know what you find with it, but I just find it quite challenging. Like, I can't wait for September. Literally,
yeah.
Cannot wait for the autumn. Which is, and I don't really know what it is, because I quite like a bit of sun, but I don't know, I don't know whether that's because I like autumn so much, and I know that it's so close.
Yeah,
that we're kind of waiting for it, but saying that, we've had some really lovely days, and just trying to enjoy it for what it is, I think, is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying not to rush, you know, because I don't think that's the thing with me, is I could just rush through the summer and just get to autumn and that would be great, but that's not really the point, is it? It's more about trying to see the things that you enjoy about the summer and enjoy those things and be a bit more present and stuff. So that's something I'm working on as well. So yeah, there has been good things.
Yeah, no, but it's good. You know, you're right. Like, it would be easy just to be like, oh yeah, everything's been great. I've been enjoying the summer. Standard chat, you know. Well, whereas actually, real life is seasons and cycles and all of these things.
I think the temptation always is, isn't it? And I'm sure everyone who's listening will relate to this, is that, you know, people say, oh, how are you? And you're like, I'm fine. And that's the kind of easy thing to say. And I think, you know, some certain people, obviously, that's what I would say. But with you and with the guys who are listening, I think we can be honest with each other.
Yeah.
And I think it's okay to say, you know, some, like, I haven't been 100% myself the last few weeks. And again, I mean, I'm sure that you'll appreciate this because, yeah, when you work for yourself and your motivation's gone, like, buggered off, like, that is really just, like, it's a bit of a, you know, a bit of a head flip. Do you know what I mean? It's not, yeah, it's not the most comfortable thing. It just doesn't feel very comfortable. But at the same time, I know it's not it's not necessarily natural to be 100% on all the time either. So yeah, so that's kind of me. But like I said, everything's good. Finley's been awesome. He's slept through the night like two nights recently, which is
woohoo!
In his own bedroom, which is well done, really Finley. Amazing. And we're coming on with potty training, and he got discharged from the hospital for 3 years with his heart.
So good.
Which is really good, because I think when we first started this podcast, like, I can remember having him in my arms when he was just a tiny little dot, and updating everyone on his heart operation and stuff like that. But he's that's really, really good news. We don't have to go back for another 3 years, which is amazing, really. So so there's been some really, really good stuff like that happen, which is fab.
That is really good.
And how about you, Kezia? I know that you've been away.
Oh yes, yeah. So I was away. I went to Canada. Mainly Canada. We popped to Seattle, kind of, for 3 weeks, and yeah, it was really fun. We just did lots of adventuring, and it was actually really lovely in that I just spent a lot of time outside in mountains, or on beaches, or on islands, or on just outside, which I forget. I just think if the weather is sunny, even a little bit sunny and not too cold, I could just happily be outside a lot, and I find that really restful. So that was good. And I met my new little nephew, which was very cute. And he was only 3 months old, so he was all like, you know, still trying to figure out like how to keep his head up, that kind of thing. He was very cute. So it was good. It was really nice to get away. Although the only downside of being away is I was really anxious, like, the final week, like, more anxious than I've been for ages. And I couldn't really figure out why. It was a bit odd, but it kind of felt like, as odd as this sounds, it felt like, you know, you're just kind of almost like getting something out of your system, if that makes sense. Like, it felt like an anxiety purge. That sounds so weird. But I'm just like, finally having the space and time, and then all these thoughts and feelings coming out. So I remember, like, one day, I think I sat outside and, like, journaled, like, 8 pages worth of just, you know, just, like, thoughts and streams, and then felt a lot better. Like, I was just like, oh, it kind of, so it did feel like it was actually some real stuff shifted while I was away, which was really helpful. And I think coming back and realizing how much of the time I spend pushing for things, if that makes sense, like pushing to grow my business, pushing to feel better, pushing to heal my body, pushing to lift the next set of weights at the gym, like a lot of pushing, which I think sometimes is part of my it's part of my strengths, I think, in a lot of respects, but just how much actually I need to learn to actually let go and not push. And I feel like that, I realized that on holiday, actually, when I was up on some mountain somewhere, just thinking, it's so funny, whenever me and Joe go hill walking, people are always like, oh, it's a great time to like chat and catch up with people, and we always walk in silence. It's mainly because we're going up stuff, and so you're really just focusing on breathing, because you're like, oh my goodness, I think I might die if I don't breathe. But I just find it a really good time to just sit and walk and think. That's been kind of my latest revelation of kind of, I suppose, not quite the same as you, but similar, feeling like just a bit unmotivated about business stuff and about some life stuff as well that I'm actually really passionate about, and realizing it's because a lot of it was coming from this like push, like making it happen kind of thing. Actually, I feel like something's really shifted since I've come from home, actually, from holiday. It's not 100% comfortable. It still feels a bit odd, but like, just to let go a little bit more of things and of sounds. I know it sounds like very it's hard sometimes, you know, you say letting go, but what does that really mean? But like, even just in my mind, it's almost like having better boundaries in my mind, being like, okay, well, I've done my part for this and that's all I'm going to do, and I'm just going to let go of the outcome and rest in what I have done and what I've decided to do, and then the rest is, that's it. So I think that's what I'm going to be learning this summer, actually. And there's a lot of things I've let go of. Like, I was going to try and get started with a book, like writing a book that I've had in the works, and I really want to do that, but I was like, no, actually, now's not the right time to do that. You can let that go, and it'll happen at some point, but now's not the right time. So that's been kind of fun to do and kind of scary all at the same time.
Yeah.
When you just used to be like, go, keep on going, keep on pushing, you can do it. And I think when you're in the business world as well, when you're self-employed and you're surrounded, like, that can be a lot of the business chat, I think, as well.
Yeah.
So I've been filtering out and doing a bit of a purge on my Instagram, getting rid of
that's always a good thing.
Social media. Just like, is this a helpful message that I need right now? I'm like, no, it's not. You're great, but I just don't need your message right now. So unfollow.
Yeah.
Which has been good. So yeah, so that's basically how I've been doing.
There's definitely something going on in the cosmos. I'm sure of it.
There's some things. I've spoken to a couple of people a similar, just feeling like something shifted. I think it's maybe like a, almost like a crossover period, if that makes sense. I feel like we're almost like breaking into something new, but it's that changeover period that often feels quite awkward and kind of exciting, but maybe slightly painful, and you're a bit like, what am I doing? Like, where am I at? That's the only language I have for it.
Yeah, no, I think that sounds about right, definitely. And apparently, if anyone's interested in this kind of thing, apparently in August there's like 2 Leo new moons, and there's like a moon eclipse and all this kind of stuff. So apparently there's like lots of crazy stuff happening out there, apparently. And I'm a Leo, so God knows what that means for me.
Although I thought you were going to share your awesome beef fact then.
Oh, my beef
fact. We were talking about before the podcast.
We were talking about. Yeah. So with the summer and my general dislike of the summer. And that sounds for me too much. I don't dislike the summer, but it's just not my favourite. But we've been talking about bees, haven't we? And I discovered that bumblebees don't make honey. I'm sure someone's probably going to correct me on this, but I'm sure that this is what I googled. The honeybees, the fluffy bumblebees don't make honey, and that it's just like the little slim bees that do. And then there's obviously wasps, which we both said that we would kill in an instant.
Yes, we were like, no, I would never kill a bumblebee, they're endangered, blah blah blah, and they were like, I kill wasps.
We both confessed.
I know, but I didn't know about bees at all. I thought I was clued up on the world of bees. Obviously not, no idea.
And there we have it, the kind of conversations that Kezia and I have before the podcast starts.
These are our Skypes that we have with each other. Hey, how you doing? This is a new fact I learned this week.
Should we talk about exercise before we get any more random?
I mean, I think it's a really smooth transition from bees to exercise.
Yeah, it is. Good segue.
But yeah, no, Yeah, it's a good segue. No, but because we were chatting just before, I actually, just before we popped on to this call, I had just come back from the gym. And then when we finish, you're heading off to the gym, aren't you, Laura?
I am, yes.
And we've actually, I rejoined the gym probably only like a month and a half ago, and you did it recently as well. We haven't talked about exercise much. And so tell us, Laura, a little bit, how's your almost relationship with exercise been in the last little while, and what made you decide to rejoin the gym?
So, going back to before I had Finley, I was a average gym goer. I was at the gym the day before I gave birth to Finley.
Wow!
I was a bit, yeah, well, obviously I didn't know I was going to have them the next day, so it wasn't like it was the end of my pregnancy, but yeah, I was at the gym right up until the end, and I really think that that was really, really good for me physically and mentally. Like, I wasn't going loads, maybe like once or twice a week, but I was going really often. And then after I had Finley, I tried to go back a little bit, but really I think what happened for me, and I've kind of looked at exercise, because exercise really since I've had Finley has been a struggle, and I feel like that has been, I mean, not only has it been because I've been absolutely knackered and I've been really tired a lot of the time, sleep wise I think it's because it's been trying to find the right times to fit it in.
Yeah,
and I think that's been challenging for me. So what I found as well is that I was kind of went self-employed while I was pregnant with Finley, like fully self-employed while I was pregnant, and kind of being self-employed, having, you know, at the start 3 days and then later on 4 days a week to work. I think what I found was that I felt like I needed to be working all the time. So exercise became an add-on. It became like the last thing on the to-do list. And as much as I've tried lots of different things, and for a little while they worked. So I was a really big fan of Bar 3, which is like an online, you can sign up online and do the classes online, which are excellent classes, really, really work you hard, and that lasts for around about half an hour. I was a real fan of that, and that fitted in for a while. I've tried apps. I've tried like the Aptiv app. I tried running. I mean, I did the Great North Run just after Finney turned one. I did the Great North Run, which was not the cleverest decision to make, but we made that decision to raise money for the heart unit after Finley was had his operation and everything. So, I've done bits and things like that. But I think what I was really finding was that it was just becoming this afterthought. And although I had my gym membership right up until, I think I rejoined the gym at some point last year, and then in January I ended up leaving because I just wasn't using it, and I couldn't see how I could fit it in. And what I was realising was that I had a few barriers to go in. So my gym is about a 10-minute walk away, if that. But what I would find is that I couldn't be bothered, this sounds terrible, I couldn't be bothered to do the walk, but I would be so guilty about the idea of taking the car that I just wouldn't do it. So that's been something I've needed to deal with. And then the timing, so on a morning, which is my most productive time of the day, trying to fit in a workout then was really taking me out of the game when I'm most productive work-wise. And it also meant that time-wise, to make the most of my time, like I couldn't really leave the house until James and Finley left the house for nursery, which meant I wouldn't be leaving the house until 7:15, which meant if I was doing a full hour's workout, I wouldn't be getting back until 8:15, which by the time I get ready, have my breakfast, do my morning routine, it would be after 9 o'clock before I was sitting down doing any work, which for me is a bit panic inducing, to be honest.
Okay.
And it was all those different factors. So I was kind of like, and I mean, that went for work, doing workouts at home as well on a morning. So I kind of had to sit back and take a big look at things a couple of weeks ago. And because I know that exercise is really important for me, not just like physically, but mentally as well. And I was just feeling, I think I've written a blog post about this a little while ago, but sometimes I just feel this disconnect from my body. And I can remember when I was going to the gym really regularly, I felt very much like connected in my body, I felt strong, I felt more confident, and all of those things. And I know that, you know, the gym is accessible to me, I just needed to figure out what the blocks were. Does that kind of make sense?
Oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so I kind of, so this is a bit of a windy story, but so I considered all of that stuff, and I think basically what I realised was that, you know, different things are going to serve different people at different points in their life. And for me now, I feel like the right routine for me is to be at the gym, because I can just walk up there. I know that I've got lots of different options for things I can do. I can tailor it depending on what my energy levels are like. You know, it doesn't have to be a full-on workout every time I go. And it needs to be at the end of the day, because when I've looked at my energy during the day, and yes, I think there are some pros to working out first thing. I'm sure we'll discuss timing of working out as we go on, because I know you tend to work out at a different time as well. But for me, like with my energy levels and when I actually need a bit of an energy boost, which is about kind of like 3, 4 o'clock, and when I'm naturally less productive, and when it feeds nicely into when I would go and collect Finney from nursery, that going to the gym at the back end of the day, so like 3:30, 4:30, so that kind of hour, that was going to work best for me at the moment. So yeah. I really hope that continues to work for me. But I joined last week. It felt like I'd never been away. I've never felt... I mean, I definitely think that's one of the reasons why I've started to pick up. But while my mood's really started to pick up, it's because I've getting back to that and just feeling like I've got a bit of a routine back that's going to work.
Yeah.
So my plan is to...
That's huge.
Yeah.
Routine, I think.
It really is, and I know how much it affects me. So knowing that I've got the routine of, you know, like other things that kind of slide in, so it means I can have a shower like first thing in the morning, and then a quick one on the night, and it just kind of fits in with the rest of it. And it means I can get straight at my desk when Finley goes to nursery, and it just makes the most of my time, and it just seems to fit in when my energy levels need that bit of a boost as well. So the plan is gym, you know, 4 times a week, possibly once at the weekend, if I feel like it, and if it kind of works in with my cycle and stuff, but go in, like, in the late afternoon. And that's perfect. What you're up to date with, with my exercise.
But I think that's a really helpful journey, because I think it's giving ourselves permission to find a new flow and find a new rhythm with exercise, because it's really easy for people to like be like, oh, I've not ran for ages, I did that 10k and I've literally not done anything since, and then we can just beat ourselves up instead of thinking, well, maybe this is an invitation for a new kind of flow, a different kind of routine, a new way of using my body and doing movement. And I think that's really important. I think throughout our lives we're never going to do the same thing, like, and it's actually not good for you from a physical point of view to just always run 5k every day for the next 10 years. That's actually really not a great way to exercise your body and get the benefits of it. It can be more stressful. So I think that's a really good kind of depiction of a journey with that, especially after having a baby as well. You're whole routine shifts and changes, and you know, you've got to carve out, it's much harder to carve out time for yourself, and to, you know, when you're now juggling a bunch of other people's routines and your little ones and all of that kind of thing. I think it's just listening to your body and finding out kind of what works, really, in terms of, and overcoming the obstacles. Like it totally makes sense what you said about the car, because my gym is 10 minutes away walk wise. And now it's summertime. I have started to walk, because I like will just use that as my warm up. And sometimes I might not go outside otherwise. But in the winter, I didn't go for ages for the same reason. I felt guilty about getting in the car to drive there, because it's freezing or peeing with rain, or just I just didn't fancy it. I just couldn't be bothered. And it's those little obstacles. Or for a while, I didn't really like or love any of my workout clothes.
Yeah,
like I had stuff I could do exercise in, but I didn't like. Love them. They were just kind of like boring and a bit old and a bit bobbly. And then I think I got some vouchers or something at Christmas and just went and got some like new leggings and some new vests. And you know, it's figuring out all of those different obstacles, I think, and that can really, really help.
Yeah,
in terms of moving forward.
I'm a big fan of a workout clothing spree when you need a bit of motivation.
I think I need to do another one, to be honest. I'm now like, the last stuff I bought was probably in January. And I was looking on a couple of websites being like, oh, new leggings, what could I what could I find? What ridiculous patterns could I get? That's mainly what I like my workout gear to be. Although I probably should get some subdued grey ones or something just for that. With it all. And I think in terms of my own sort of exercise or journey with exercise, it's kind of been similar in a way, but not. I only really started properly exercising or doing stuff like that probably at uni. I started running and I became a real runner. And to be honest, I think I probably got a bit addicted to running in a not very healthy way. And exercise in general. I think I definitely used exercise as like a way to cope with life, because I didn't have any other way to cope. And which wasn't very healthy, and always a form of punishment of like, oh, well, Saturday I had a big slice of cake. So Sunday I have to go for a run, even if it's peeing with rain and I don't want to and I have no energy. Mm-hmm. Which I think that's a really delicate balance and tension, actually, when you're looking at exercises, really making sure it's for the joy of doing it, or discipline as well. There's nothing wrong with a bit of discipline, but never as a punishment. It's, you know, so, and then over the years, I've really found that I am a bit of a, I like to flit and change quite a lot with exercise. Yeah. I like to have a routine and I like to have it for a couple of months and then I'll get bored and I'll change. So in January, I joined like a yoga studio for a little while.
Yeah.
I really liked that. It was a hot yoga studio. It was freezing here in Glasgow. So I would go there and get really sweaty and that was really great. And then I've got some wrist issues, so I couldn't do a lot of weight-bearing stuff on my wrists. And then I think I did just walking. I just was like, I'm just going to walk. It's so good for you. Let's just walk. And I did some home weight stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I just thought, similar kind of thing. I was like, I really like routine. I work from home. The gym I have has classes, and I like quick condensed classes, and so I rejoined. But to be fair, I wouldn't be surprised if come September time I cancel my membership and then maybe join like a Pilates reformer course.
Yeah, you know, something totally different.
I really want to do a dance class. I'm trying to find a good dance class near me. So in a couple of months it'll probably change, and I've just gotten used to the fact that I chop and change every couple of months. And there's a couple of things I always tend to do some sort of weight bearing thing, and I'll always walk a couple of times a week. I'll always make sure I get outside, but those are like the bare bones. And then I really just kind of figure out what do I enjoy doing and what feels exciting, and then I just go and do it. And as soon as it gets boring or I'm unmotivated, I'll find something else.
Yeah.
Which I used to think meant I was incredibly inconsistent and like, I don't know, it was a bad thing. But now I'm like, oh, no, I'm just going to embrace it. I like things to be different. I'm never going to do the same routine twice. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Yeah.
And now I actually, in terms of timing, now I've been experimenting actually, a bit like you. I used to always exercise in the morning or like maybe not first thing, but sometimes before 12. Mm-hmm. Whereas recently I've been experimenting to try and help me manage my energy better, to figure out. I found when I was exercising in the morning, I would go all out in the morning and then kind of be exhausted all day.
Yeah.
Whereas I've tried going later on in the day, kind of similar times to you.
Yeah.
Because then I can manage how much energy I've used up, if that makes sense, which is something I'm trying to learn. That my energy is still an area I'm kind of working on. So I've tried that a bit more. And then I've also been trying the last couple of weeks going at lunchtime, before lunch. So I've had breakfast and doing a bit of a pre-lunch thing to see how that affects my energy. And I actually think I feel better exercising later on in the day, turns out.
Yeah.
I think I can push myself harder in the morning, but that's, as I was talking about before, it's not always a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, let's go. I've got all the energy in the world. And then it's like 10:30 and you're like, woof, I am way too exhausted. Whereas if it gets to 4:00 now or 3:30 and I'm like, I'm really actually quite fatigued. Mm-hmm. I'm going to scrap the gym. I'm just going to go for a walk. Yeah. Sometimes I might go for a nap. And that's helping me just connect a bit more to my body and my energy levels, which I've not been very good at in the past. So yeah, I've kind of changed, chopped and changed. I think ideally I'd still love to exercise in the morning because I think that helps. I think it's easier with my routine. But the afternoon is helping me manage my energy a bit better. So, and I also do go to the gym. So at the gym, I tend to mainly do weights, or I do intervals, like 45 seconds on, 15 seconds rest. That's basically what I do. And I never go for more than 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that's just because I get bored. My attention span is relatively limited.
I think one of the things I like about it is that I can just put some really good music on, or I can listen to podcasts and just kind of get a bit of a spit on and move and not really have to think too much about it. Because I think one of the things that I used to obsess over was, you know, like, oh, am I getting like a well kind of, you know, balanced exercise routine, blah, 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 shouldn't I be doing some of this and some of this? And it's like, you know what, if I'm moving and I'm happy and it's not adversely affecting my energy levels, then, and I'm not getting injured, then let's just enjoy it for what it is. rather than getting too worried about it. And I think the good thing is about a gym, depending on the gym that you go to, is that you can, you know, like you say, you can just focus on doing some weights, or you can do some machines, or you can go to a class. So you've got those different options built in. I think another thing that's come up for me is that it gets me out of the house. And I think what I've noticed recently for me working at home is that I need to get out of the house more. Sounds really sad, doesn't it? But I think it's good for me to get out of the house. And I actually know some of the girls at the gym. So it's just a good thing for me to get out and not be chained to the same part of the house. Or, you know, because if I was working out, I'd have, you know, something on the computer or something. And this area is where I would work out, is next to where my desk is. And I think it's just good for a bit of a change of scenery and to do something different. And on the car thing, what I've kind of said to myself is, you know, if it means that I'll go to the gym, then I'll just drive. It's not the end of the world. It's, you know, if that's the barrier that I've got to deal with at the moment, then that's what it is. And I'm going to try and work on walking, because I don't think it's very environmentally friendly to drive like a 2-minute drive. But if that's the difference between me making it work and not making it work, then that's what I'll do. Until that perhaps shifts. But we'll see how it goes. I just think for me, I suppose what we're saying to everybody is, it's about just figuring out what's going to work for you and not being too judging of it, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Just giving yourself permission. Like, if you hate the gym, then don't join one.
Yeah.
Like, if you hate yoga, just don't do it. Like, it's really finding out what movement makes your body feel good and your mind feel good. And then giving yourself permission to carve out that time that is investing in you. Because that's really what it is. It's a part of self-care. It's not
the
only part. And sometimes self-care is not doing exercise.
Absolutely.
But in general, it's really, really helpful for, like, your mind, your hormones. It's really useful as women for your bone density. You know, there's all of these practical aspects of it. And it is. It's really about finding what feels good in regards to movement and giving yourself permission. And I think as well, getting out of your environment. So, like, if you work in an office, you know, you might go to a yoga studio on your way home, and you have this, like, new, almost like sacred space that's just for investment in you. And I feel like that the gym, I mean, I maybe wouldn't call the gym a sacred space, but it is a new environment.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like a place that I just go to for me. I'm not there to work. I'm not there to do anything. I'm not thinking, oh, I should probably put the washing on before I do that workout in the house, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Or even when I go for a walk in the park, I'm just breathing, I'm walking, and I'm listening to something awesome. I also always use it to listen to podcasts or music as well, which I really enjoy. It's a really great way. You can kind of feel like you're ticking two birds with one stone and feel like, oh, I really want to listen to like podcast, but... So you might be listening to us while you're in the gym or on a walk, guys.
You might be. How cool would that be? I know. And another thing just to say as well, anyone who experiences self-sabotage around exercise, what I'd invite you to do is just to make sure that you're not attaching exercise too much to the idea of weight loss. Because I think what I've discovered, not only in myself, but with people who I've worked with around mindset, is that when we attach, a lot of us attach exercise to weight loss in our minds. And I think what happens when we do that is it becomes, not only is it some, is it you make an activity that is about weight loss when it's not, it certainly doesn't have to be. And I think reframing exercise in all the ways that Kezia just explained about self-care, about time, me time, about some sacred space, whatever, I think reframing it in that way is really, really powerful. It's a good way to stop yourself sabotaging around it. But I think it's just really important just to kind of see, you know, what's like the emotional ties that you might have around exercise if you're self-sabotaging. Because I know for me, for a long, long time, like I had a real like block around exercise, and I'm sure a lot of women who might have had like embarrassing experiences in PE as they were growing up might have some blocks around exercise as well. And you know, if perhaps you are judging your body right now and you don't feel like your body is the kind of body that should be going to a gym, again, that's something that you might need to unpack. And I mean, the good thing is, you know, there's places you can go to exercise everywhere. I go to a ladies' gym, and I think the average size of the women who go there is like a size 18 or something. So it's a really positive space to be. And, you know, there'll be places like that for everybody. It just depends on what it is you're looking for. But I think if you know that you self-sabotage around exercise, totally just sit down and have that conversation with yourself. You know, is it really just attached to weight loss? Because I think that when things are, that's when you're more likely to have like that more emotional response and self-sabotage in that way. But also just think about, you know, what's the barriers? You know, what are the barriers? Because, I mean, for me for a little while was, I think it was something about showering. I think it was like the time, I can't remember when it was now, but I had a barrier, and it was like this thing about like that I wouldn't have time to have a shower or something. It was a weird thing. But when you just think about it, even if it's like really like a bit like me with a car, like I realized that was the barrier, was me just feeling guilty and then not doing anything because I wouldn't just take the car. So I think it's about unpacking some of those barriers, and hopefully that should make, you know, just
make it easier.
Make it a lot easier, yeah.
Yeah. No, I've had that before sometimes about washing my hair. I'm like, but I washed my hair last night, so if I go to the gym, I need to wash it again. And it's little things, but it still all adds up. And it's worth saying as well, from a physical point of view, with exercise, sometimes it's really healthy to not exercise.
Yes, and, God, yes, yeah.
If depending on what health conditions are going on, if you feel like exercise completely drains you and you don't feel re-energized from it, and you feel like it takes you days to recover from one bout of exercise, that's a sign that you probably shouldn't be exercising right now, other than a gentle walk for like 20 minutes a day. And it's just, the exercise is amazing for the body, but its benefits come from it actually adding stress to our body. So we stress out our muscles and our heart, and that's where we get a lot of the benefits from. But if you're in quite a depleted state, maybe you've got a chronic illness, maybe you've just had a baby, maybe you're super stressed or had something traumatic happen, or you just feel quite depleted and really fatigued, then really don't push an exercise regime. Like, don't sign up to a personal trainer or join a gym. Just focus on walking, and then probably I would invest that time in your more kind of meditative, mindful activities to really help the body balance out. Because it is worth noting, like, depending on personality types, certain personality types like mine would be like, I feel awful, but oh, I really want to sign up with a personal trainer. Let's go and do it, and actually really listen to your body. If you don't feel good exercising long term, like the day after or even immediately after, then really don't do it, and just give yourself permission to not exercise. And I did that, and it was really hard because I loved exercise, but I did that for probably about 5 months where I just walked, and I sometimes did a little bit of gentle yoga, but it was really what my body needed to just reset and rest. And so that's also really worth considering as well. Don't force anything. This is meant to be, you know, something that's kind of fun. Dare I say?
Yeah, I would definitely say, I think within reason, I think if you're not enjoying it, then there's so many other forms of exercise, and there'll be something that you'll love to do. I think you just got to find what that is. But I think if you really hate it, I mean, I know a lot of people say with certainly with running that they don't enjoy it while they're doing it, but they kind of feel the benefits afterwards. And I think that's, you know, that's a personal thing you've got to kind of weigh up. For me, it's just not worth it. But for some people it is, and I think it's just finding that, you know, figuring that out. But, you know, there's that many different ways that you can exercise. You don't have to like suffer through it and for it to be horrendous.
No, because that's just miserable. Life's too short, guys. It's meant to be fun and put a smile on your face and get a bit sweaty, and you know sometimes it will be a discipline, but in general it does need to be something that you're like, oh, yes. Like today I was like, oh no, I do actually want to go to the gym. Like this is a nice 45 minutes I'm carving out for me today.
Yes.
And it was, and it feels like a really positive thing.
Absolutely.
Ah, fun. So I hope that has helped you all in terms of your own movement and exercise routines and plans, and inspired you to kind of just maybe try something different, maybe overcome those obstacles, or ask yourself some really good questions about what's getting in the way, because movement on a regular basis is so amazing for your body, mind, soul, spirit, and it's just what we're made to do. It's really, really helpful. So if you have any questions about that, then feel free to head over to Instagram to Laura and I's account, or at Whole Healthy Life, and we will get back to you there. Otherwise, we are also running a summer party. We forgot to mention this before, didn't we, Lauren?
Yes, we did. I know, but we are. So, what's the date of it again? Wednesday the 26th?
It's the Wednesday 26th at 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
UK time. And we're going to be having an online summer party, which is exciting.
So if you like, if you want to listen to more things like the difference of bees, and I'm only joking. If you want to listen to me and Kezia basically just having a bit of a good time, a bit of a rant, we'll be talking about things like weight loss and body positivity and lots of hot topics in like the wellness kind of area, I think, and just having a bit of a laugh. And you are very, very much encouraged to turn up with a slice of something sweet and a glass of something bubbly.
Yeah.
And join us for a bit of a laugh on that Wednesday night. If you head over to wholehealthylive.com, you'll see summer party. It'll be in the menu bar, and you'll be able to click on that link and sign up to be notified when we will be going live. But we would love you to join us. It's going to be good fun.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. As long as it's not on at the same time as like Love Island or something.
Oh, yeah.
Although, not that I watch any of that at all.
No, I don't have a TV. I wouldn't know.
You don't have a TV? That's wonderful.
No,
we need to talk about that, Kezia.
I know, we should talk about that one. I've not had a TV for like potentially nearly 10 years.
That's fabulous. I would quite happily not have a TV.
Yeah, but I think with little kids, sometimes
to be fair,
I'll buy one when I have a toddler, I'm pretty sure.
To be fair, we probably couldn't survive without one.
We are
those kind of parents, and I don't care. But I personally, I mean, if I could watch films like on the computer or something.
Yeah, I mean, we do. We have Netflix on our computer,
yeah.
So I do watch stuff on that, but not. We don't have a screen, another thing on there. Which I don't know when I would use it, to be honest.
Although Game of Thrones has just started, and I do like a bit of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't want to miss that. But I think that's, we need to talk about that.
On the next episode, why Kezia doesn't have a TV.
Oh, well, so yes, please do come out along to our summer party. You can expect
lots more random chat.
And you know,
and it'll be fun. And we'll be looking, and some juicy topics as well. We're going to kind of hit and chat a lot. Because summertime does bring up a lot of body positivity, weight loss, bikini, wearing shorts. I've got a wedding this weekend, so what's my dress going to be? You know, all of those conversations. And I think, actually, we're going to have some refreshing and really honest conversation about that and what that means. So it'd be lovely for you to join us. Otherwise, we'll see you next week for another episode.
Have a lovely week, everybody. See you soon.
Bye.